This is the TRC update, the final one for calendar year 2021, and it seems appropriate to call on Terry Johnson, who is the Director of Employment and Community-Based Services at the Resource Center and also one of three coordinators for Toys for Tots in Chautauqua County. Terry, thanks for taking some time to speak on the air.
Thank you, Dennis. It's great to be here.
I think congratulations are in order to you and Heather Brown and Patrick Smeraldo, the three Toys for Tots coordinators, in that you have had another successful year.
Yes, we have. We got down to the wire doing our last distribution last Wednesday, the 22nd, and we pulled it off again.
Tell us about the numbers in terms of how many children were served and families, and whether that represents additional growth for the Marine Corps Reserve's Toys for Tots in our county.
We did have just a little bit of growth up from last year. We had 60 organizations that referred families where they came and picked up, and that was a total of 1,936 children. And then individual families that applied, we had an additional 916 families, totaling 2,454 kids. So overall, we had a total of 4,390 children served this year.
4,390 is a remarkable number when you think about all of those children who might have had a disappointing Christmas had it not been for the efforts that you coordinate and the community supports for Toys for Tots.
Yeah, I think last week it was kind of a sigh of relief as we were getting the final bags filled and knowing that we were going to be able to meet the need, because as we see the numbers go up on the computer when the applications go up and toys are coming in slowly at first and then they pick up towards the end, it gets a little bit nerve-wracking at some of the times making sure that we're going to have enough for the right age groups and the right categories. So we were really happy that the community once again pulled through, and we had a lot of last-minute donations and really great things that came in.
What are the keys to success to those final moments? Because you have, in your 21-year history with Toys for Tots, described them quite frequently in terms of making sure that you have enough toys for whatever the final number is going to be and that you have the right toys for the right age range.
Right. So this year was a little different for us. We historically have struggled with teens and babies, and this year our struggle was really everything but teens and babies. And I think we've been sharing that message so much over the last several years that that's what people tend to buy. And we really struggled this year with just basic 4 to 8-year-old, probably more boys than girls, but even there was a few times that we struggled with girls. And we rely heavily on our financial contributions in that arena, because we then can go out shopping and buy things for the categories that we are running low in. And so we kind of gauge that. We're down there multiple times a week and kind of looking at the applications and what we have coming in. And then that determines if we need to go out shopping and buying things locally to fill some of those gaps that we have. So that, I think, has been kind of how we gauge that each year. We just kind of keep eyeballing it and hope that we hit the right match. And a lot of the toys can be for a range of ages. So, you know, sometimes they might get something that's at the lower end of that age range. And sometimes, you know, we might give something out to a 4-year-old that can go up to a 7-year-old. So that helps also.
Are there particular groups, organizations, individuals, or just in general efforts in the community that you would like to speak to or say thank you to at this opportunity on the radio, Terry, for Toys for Tots this year?
There were so many organizations that came down and volunteered. We had a lot of school groups. In fact, we opened up a couple of volunteer opportunities because we had had everything filled up. And we opened up a couple more because we had so many school groups reaching out to us that wanted to help. And so we had some groups from Southwestern and Jamestown and Falconer and Frewsburg come down and help bag toys, sort toys, unload toys. They helped with distribution. So having those school groups participate, I think, is really helpful. One, it gives them a sense of understanding that, you know, there is a significant need in our community. And it's fun. You know, you're kind of taking a look at toys, and kids really seem to enjoy that. So having those school organizations has been great. The other thing is the 60 organizations that helped refer families and came and picked up toys for the families that they serve is a huge, huge help to us, because we're able to get things out in bulk and in larger groups than having to do the individual one-on-one families coming and picking up. And so those 60 organizations that do that really create a huge help for us. And, you know, we don't necessarily always make it easy because our times are limited. We're down there nights and weekends. And so it meant a lot of times agencies and case managers had to come in on Saturdays or work late to come pick up their orders because that's the times that we're down there doing our distribution. So huge thanks to them as well.
Now, Terry, you suggested incremental growth in terms of the total number of toys that you collected this year, total number of young people served through Toys for Tots. And I just want you to go back to that for a moment and focus on the trajectory or the growth of Toys for Tots through this COVID-19 time. Has it been a significant uptick over the entire couple of years now, or has it just been continued steady growth through the COVID period?
No, we had been at a lull prior to COVID. We had been serving anywhere between 3,000 and 3,200 for a few years and kind of had stayed there. And then last year, we grew by 1,000 kids. So that was our largest growth that we had ever experienced in one year, which was, again, scary, you know, when we're trying to gauge what we have and what we need. And this year, we grew by maybe a little over 100, a couple hundred kids, which would be more in line with our earlier years of growth where we might add a couple of hundred each year. But we definitely were past where we were last year, which was a growth of over 1,000 children. So it has definitely been on the rise.
Two things briefly to finish, Terry Johnson, and one is this. What is the response that you are getting back up the chain from the parents, the families, the organizations, in terms of the young people and their response to these Christmas toys?
You know, the way we do distribution now, we don't have a lot of interaction because we do contactless drive-through, but we did receive some emails and some messages of just grateful appreciation, knowing that that's probably all their kids are going to get. And we don't give out a lot. Kids may get a large gift and a stocking stuffer, maybe a book and a stuffed animal, depending on their age and what we have in stock. But I think that overall it went very smoothly. And I think that we've kind of finessed our packing in a way that we're double checking it. We're checking it twice before it goes out the door so that we can ensure that it's filled properly, which certainly has helped. But I think families overall are just grateful for any help. You know, if people are struggling and they have something for their kids to open or even if it's a supplement to something that they are able to buy for their kids, I think it helps. So overall, I think the feedback has been very positive.
And finally, for you and Heather Brown as well, the two of you for 21 years and Patrick Smeraldo added for recent years have committed your lives in a very busy season of the year for Toys for Tots. I'm just curious as to your particular emotion, your feelings, sensations about Toys for Tots now that you have reached this point in your 2 decades plus 1 year career of doing this, Terry.
Well, you know, and I think when we get to this stage, and last week when we were trying to like wrap up and get all of our stuff packed up and out of our distribution warehouse, it's like a sense of relief. It's kind of anxious for a couple of months, and we just kind of live with that like, little bit of anxiety of where it's going to go and making sure we get everything picked up. And there's a lot of moving parts to it that I couldn't even begin to list them all. So when it's all over, it's just kind of like a big sigh of relief that we're there, and then we just try to take a breather for a couple of weeks, and then as we get into 2022, we start our discussions and planning. We'll be meeting in January, and then we'll maybe meet every other month for a little bit, and then starting June or July, we'll start meeting on a regular basis again to get ready for next year. So it kind of has become, because of the size of the organization, a year-round effort, even though it really amps up in those last couple of months. But we'll take a little bit of a breather now and a sigh of relief and kind of make our notes of things we want to do differently for next year while it's still fresh in our head, and then get going on next year's.
Well, Terry Johnson, thank you for your personal commitment and that of the Resource Center and Heather Brown and Patrick Smeraldo from the Jamestown Schools and a number of other organizations that he represents as well, Chautauqua Connections among them, for your outstanding and long-term commitment to Toys for Tots. It's been great to have you on the TRC Update once again, and I wish you a very happy new year.
Thank you. Same to you, Dennis.